Joe Palisano is used to a certain kind of reaction when he tells people where he lives.
You live where? Idaho? Way up there? How do you do that?
Joe and his partner, Tom Bree, live just south of Sandpoint, Idaho, to be precise. Population 7,000.
They expect us to live in a city, you know? They just don't. And you farm and... yeah.
Out in the barn, Tom and Joe show off their drove of pigs.
These two are the big talkers now.
Tom and Joe are both wearing scuffed rubber boots. It's moments like these. That's what they love about living here.
God, the openness, the freedom.
Sailing, swimming, kayaking, canoeing.
We like the changes.
Four seasons.
Just to the west, across the border, Washington voters have legalized same-sex marriage. In contrast, couples like Tom and Joe can be legally fired or evicted in Idaho. But Tom and Joe have no interest in moving.
You know, we never feel uncomfortable going in any place, any bar here in town.
No. I mean, we don't go in, you know, holding hands and kissing. I mean, there's time and a place for everything. And, you know, you respect that.
Have you ever felt unsafe?
Here? Mm-hmm. No. No. Absolute opposite.
And Tom and Joe aren't alone. Other gay and lesbian couples in Idaho say there's been a shift, even in staunchly conservative parts of this red state. Peggy Roberts lives with her partner in Coeur d'Alene, not far from the mining town where she grew up.
20 years ago, would have never thought of holding her hand in public. Wouldn't even cross my mind. Today, we can walk through Coeur d'Alene City Park holding hands if we want to.
At one time, conventional wisdom said that people like Roberts, kids who grow up gay or lesbian in a red state, will hightail it for the coasts. But they're now just as likely as anyone else to live in the same state they lived in at age 16. Gary Gates is a demographer at UCLA. He specializes in the demographics of the gay, lesbian, bi, and transgendered population. Gates says the 2010 U.S. Census shows the number of same-sex couples jumped in rural areas of the country, and he doesn't think it's because of an influx of people.
It's very likely that a big portion of that increase is really just increased willingness to report themselves as same-sex couples instead of, for instance, calling the relationship roommates.
But small towns and rural areas are still worlds away from places like Seattle, Portland, and even Boise. Take the example of James Tidmarsh. He moved for a job with the Fox News radio affiliate in Twin Falls, a town in heavily Mormon southern Idaho. Dating there, he says, was relegated to the world of online personals.
A little bit scary and sketchy, and you're not sure who you're meeting. And so... I would drive up to Boise almost every weekend.
Tidmarsh says when he started a gay and lesbian community center in Twin Falls, he got resistance from people he didn't expect, older gays and lesbians.
It was easier to build connections with the outside community, the straight community, you know, and to build bridges that way than it was to get especially older LGBT individuals to come out of the closet.
It was only 6 years ago that Idahoans voted overwhelmingly in favor of a constitutional amendment that bans both same-sex marriages and domestic partnerships in the state. But Mike Larson thinks that could change someday. Larson is a pastor at the Coeur d'Alene Seventh-day Adventist Church, and he's seen attitudes soften even among his fellow religious conservatives.
They are finding more and more people they know, relatives, friends, who are choosing to follow that lifestyle, and they are trying to figure out how to reconcile their relationships with what they've always believed. And so I've seen a lot of confusion.
Larson is 31 and sees a generational change. It's a change visible across town at the unofficial gay bar in Coeur d'Alene. Mix is in the basement of the VFW building. Inside, you won't find rainbow flags, but on Wednesdays, you will find karaoke. Danny Bain came here with a group of friends. She's the president of the Gay Straight Alliance at North Idaho College. Bain says Mix is one of the few places in town members of the group can feel totally comfortable. On campus, there's more resistance.
Like, in the last year since the Gay Straight Alliance has become more active, we've ran into problems at the college that we never had before, but that's a good thing because people are talking about it and people are recognizing that we are there.
Last year, just north of here, Sandpoint became the first city in Idaho to pass an ordinance that bans discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Boise and Pocatello may soon follow. That's a welcome trend to 18-year-old Josh Swan. He lives in North Idaho and came out just a year ago.
Honestly, at some points it's really scary.
Swan glows when he talks about watching the returns coming into Washington, Maine, and Maryland on election night. But for now, he's staying in Idaho.
It'd be so easy to move over to Washington right away and just be completely clean and free of it. But I believe that I've got to do work like the people before me who were in Washington originally pushing did, and it's important to be that pusher to make sure that rights eventually will be here for people who are coming out.
Here's one example of Idaho's transition. A year ago, a theater in Coeur d'Alene put on the musical Rent, which features gay characters with HIV. It drew protest from some people in town who found it morally objectionable. The show also sold out. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.